Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have from you to come together, to join your praises, to praise your name, and listen your word. We pray, Father, that this time be blessed by you. Talk to us. Talk to our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be given to all of you, brothers and sisters, everywhere you are listening and watching this online service from Gomaville. The word of God today is coming from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. We are going to read from verse 1 through 7. Hebrews 11, 1 to 7. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel through God brought God a better offering than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as righteous when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaking, even though he is dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, he, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. That is the word of God. Today we are talking about faith and its benefits, faith and its advantages. Faith is defined here as having confidence in what we hope for and be able to demonstrate things we do not see. Having such a faith gives to us a number of advantages, and I'm going to cite some of them, that if you have faith, you are able to see what others do not see. You are able to discern what other people without faith do not discern. You are able to understand what others do not understand. You are able to do what other people cannot do without faith. And you are able to please God because you have faith. Remember our Apostle Creed. And you know that we always say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth. This statement should be believed, strongly believed. Believing that God is the Creator is one thing, but understanding how He created heaven and earth is another thing. In fact, the verses we have read help us to understand that understanding how the universe was created requires faith and not science. You may contact researchers and write every kind of protocols because you want to understand how God created the universe, and you will not understand it without faith. It requires faith to understand how the universe was created. Understanding that Jesus Christ, our Lord, was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born by the Virgin Mary requires faith. You may do your doctorate and PhD and you want to research and want to understand how Jesus Christ was conceived by the Holy Spirit. You will not understand. But you need faith to strongly believe and understand. Understanding many or certain actions of the Lord requires faith and no knowledge. By the way, I'm not saying that faith is blind. No, we know that when we read the Bible tells us that faith comes by listening to the Word of God. And it means that when we listen to the Word of God, then we have knowledge. But we do not stop at that level of having knowledge. Then we have to believe to the one who speaks. I want to say the one who speaks the Word. We strongly believe in what He said. Then we can move from knowledge to faith. Most of the time, we humankind do not understand God. We even do not understand what He says and what He does. Jesus Christ, our Lord, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 3, says that human can interpret the appearance of the sky, but they cannot interpret. They have many difficulties to understand and interpret the signs of the time. And we learn this from the prophet Habakkuk, who in the midst of violence and complaint, and he complained before God and said, "How long, God, are you going to intervene?" He complains because the wicked impose injustice and suffering to his country, in his country, and he has the impression that God is silent and is inactive. The situation lasted for long, and I think that it was not different from the situation we are going through in this country, the DR Congo, where from more than 30 years now, people are going through every kind of conflicts and civil war and health crisis. In Congo, you can move from one crisis to another. And I remember that some of our brothers and sisters are saying that what we are living in Congo is a kind of epidemiological alternation. It means you come from cholera to Ebola, from Ebola to COVID, and then from COVID to Ebola, and from Ebola to measles. So it is a kind of disease and outbreaks alternation. In such a situation, one may think that God is silent, that God is inactive. But God responds and he says, you are not right, you are wrong. I am already at work. And he uses words which can help us to understand that God is at work and he is doing wonders. He says, see, look, observe. Means you can see what I'm doing on the field. You can look at what I'm doing at the field. And you can even observe it. So, the Lord is already doing wonders this time. But most of the time, it is difficult to see all. And I want to underline that word. To see all what the Lord is doing for humankind, it is always difficult without faith. But if you have and you live your faith, then you are able to see and observe some of what the Lord is doing. And that is what he said to Habakkuk. See, look and observe. So brothers and sisters, in our context, we are able to see with faith. We are able to look at what the Lord is doing with faith. We are able to observe. Because in this kind of crisis, the righteous, the right, the just will live by faith. Let me bring you back again to our Apostle Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty. This statement should not stop at the knowledge that our Father is Almighty. But we should strongly believe it and translate it into action. And Noah is the example we read in our text today. He is an example of a lived faith based on listening to the word of God, the Father Almighty. The Father Almighty said to Noah that he is going to destroy the world by a flood. And Noah knew that if God says something, he will do it. Then he strongly believed in what the Lord said and translated the word into actions. The Bible says that he built an ark in accordance to the word of God. There were no signs of rain. And at the same time, his compatriot did different things to show that they do not believe to what the Lord, the Father Almighty, is saying. The Bible summarizes what they did into three words. It says that they continued to eat, they continued to drink, they continued to get married. I know that if you are told that in a few days the world, the earth will be destroyed, I don't think that the first thing you are going to do is to drink and to eat and to get married. So what these people are doing is a sign that they think that what Noah is saying is just madness, foolishness. So they can continue to drink, eat, and get married. Noah lived his faith in a context of corrupt and violent people. But by faith, he was able to discern what the Lord is going to do, what other people cannot see, and what other people cannot discern. He lived his faith in his area. He lived his faith in his household, with his wife, with his sons, with his daughters-in-law. And I think that the context we are going through is giving us this opportunity of living our faith in our household, with our spouses, with our spouses and our children, and in Africa, with all who are living in our household. So this crisis is a good opportunity. Let me call it a golden opportunity the Lord is giving to us, so that we can take it to live our faith with our beloved, like Noah. So Noah translated his faith into action by building the ark. And the verse we read says that he built the ark to save his family. You may ask the question, what am I going to do today? Which kind of ark am I going to do to save my family? To do it with faith. See that building an ark is an ordinary action. It requires expertise and capacity. It means that another person can build the ark. So Noah is doing an ordinary thing, but in accordance with faith, with what the Lord said to him. Remember that today, to save your family, you need to wash your hands regularly. It is an ordinary action. To put your mask. To stay at home. You may ask yourself, but that is what others are doing. Yes, but you are doing it differently because you do it with faith. I think the example which will help us is that the verse 4 we read, the example of Abel and Cain. They came in front of Lord and they came to give their offerings. Two people before God. The Bible says that one gave it with faith and the other without faith. And Abel was approved because of his faith. So that means that we are doing the same thing, but there is a difference. It's that one is doing it with faith, the other is doing it without faith. That is the difference. Today, and I know that after this sermon, we are going to give our offerings. You may give much or not much, but the difference is that one of us will give the offerings with faith and the others without faith. In this health crisis, you will see people helping those who are vulnerable, NGOs on the field. They are helping and giving aids. They are doing the same thing. But the difference is that some are doing that with faith and others without faith. And the difference is just that God will approve those who are waiting, who are living, who are doing, and their actions with faith. Because the verse we read said that it is impossible to please God without faith. So, brothers and sisters, today that we have the golden opportunity of living our faith in our families, in our church, in our quarters, in this city, you are called to do it, to do everything with faith. Otherwise, you will not be approved. So with faith, we are able to see what others do not see, to discern what others do not discern, to understand what other people do not understand. I pray that our Lord today helps you to live your faith and have fruit. Amen.